bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba.
Tuesday. See, you'd think it was a Monday if you were lucky enough to have Memorial Day off, but no, in fact, it is a Tuesday. It's Wendy Snyder here with you. I have no idea where Bill Leff is. Jasmine, any ideas?
No idea.
He might be packing. I want to talk to people about the great bratwurst caper that happened yesterday to me. Jasmine, did you cook out at all over the weekend? Did you go to any barbecues?
Not really, no.
I waited until yesterday and really wanted a bratwurst. And I went to the grocery store a little late in the day, maybe about 3 o'clock, to go get some bratwurst. And the particular supermarket I went to was out of bratwurst. Couldn't find it anywhere. So I went up to the deli, or not the deli, the butcher counter. And I said, do you have a single solitary bratwurst anywhere in this store? And there was a girl butcher, and she said to me, you should have shopped early. It's Memorial Day. And I looked at her and I said, it's not like Thanksgiving and turkey where you had to pre-order it.
Right.
How could there not be any bratwurst in this store? So then the nice butcher that I deal with on a weekly basis said, what can I help you with? What are you looking for? And I said, I'm looking for a bratwurst. And he said, oh, we may have some frozen ones. I said, I'll take whatever way I can get it. And this girl butcher says to me, no, we're out of the frozen ones, too. How could a store be out of bratwurst?
It's possible. Last year for Thanksgiving now, I'm a terrible shopper. I'm a last day minute girl. And I was looking for collard greens. Jewel ran out of collard greens. What else? Gosh, what's it?
Mariano's.
Meijer. They didn't have any.
I can't believe it. And so there's no bratwurst at all at the Jewel. And I had some basil in my hand as well that didn't look very good. So I thought, you know what? I got to hit Mariano's anyway. So I put the basil back. I go to Mariano's.
I want my basil back, basil back, basil back. I want my basil back, basil back, basil back.
Thanks for showing up, by the way.
I thought we were in the new building already. I went over there.
Well, there was a bratwurst shortage. And I just want to say the grill butcher at the Jewel said to me, we don't have any bratwurst. You should have shopped early. And I said, it's not Thanksgiving with a turkey, for God's sakes. You have to pre-order bratwurst. So as I was going to check out, I didn't like the basil I had for my basil salad.
Yeah.
So I put it down and I thought, you know what? I'm going to have to go to Mariano's anyway to look for bratwurst. I go to Mariano's. They don't have any bratwurst, the Johnsonville.
No Johnsonville.
No bratwurst. So then I'm like, damn it, that girl is right. But I went to the butcher counter at Mariano's, and they had the homemade bratwurst.
Yes.
So I'm like, I have scored.
Heaven. You're in heaven.
The only problem is, then I went to pick up some basil, since I had put it back at the Jewel, and Mariano's was out of basil! So I had to go back to the Jewel. I did two trips to Mariano's and two to Basil just to have bratwurst and a basil tomato cucumber red onion salad.
You don't ask for a lot. You're a simple person. You're not asking for a lot.
I went to get Kona a new dog toy, and the lady told me they ran out of bratwurst at Target. What? There's a big bratwurst shortage? Listen,
this
I know it's
year,
Memorial
Wendy.
Day.
This is the season.
Come on.
This is the season.
You shouldn't be running out of bratwurst.
Well, in an ideal society, yes.
And I didn't want Italian sausage. They had an abundance of Italian sausage.
Sure,
because it wasn't St. Joseph's Day.
Right. St. Joseph.
Well, I finally got the bratwurst. And I'll tell you, Mariano's makes a pretty good homemade behind-the-counter bratwurst.
Do they?
Yeah. I like my Johnsonville. I like the Jewel brand, too.
I'm glad to hear that there are now women butchers, because when we were kids, you know, there was a glass ceiling on the women butchers.
I love, there are a couple girl butchers.
Were they girl butchers or women butchers? What do you got?
I don't like saying woman.
How old? Well,
they were younger than me.
Yeah.
They weren't 12.
Is that the cutoff?
Yeah. Anyone younger than me is a girl.
A girl older than you is a lady.
Yeah. I don't like that term either. And I hate, can I just tell you, I cannot.
What would you go with?
I don't know. I guess a dame? No, I guess woman, but I cannot stand the word gal. Oh,
I don't like it
God,
either.
God, I can't stand it.
Why is it for you? Because I think I know what it is for me.
It's just too old-timey, old-fashioned, and hey, you're a nice gal.
Right.
I'm not a gal.
Right. It's derogatory.
It isn't, but I take it as such.
It should. No, it is. I think it is.
Like you have a man and a gal.
Yeah. It sounds like something you'd have at a hoedown.
I'm okay with a hoedown. I think you'd find a hoe at a hoedown.
All the guys on this side, all the gals on this side. It sounds like something they'd say in Texas. This isn't Texas.
You're right. And guys and gals, or right. Guys and dolls. And I don't like doll either. I have a friend, and God love him, he's younger than me, uh-huh. And he's like, hey, doll, how's it going?
It's he
like,
says that to you?
Oh, my God.
Some friend.
See? Say.
Some
doll.
Friend.
You're a gun mall. Doll.
I don't like it. Yeah, I there was a time where I worked with somebody who always referred to women, and it was a woman, and she would always say,
how old was she?
Just a few years younger than you and me. Just a couple years.
And I didn't mean to interrupt you. What did she say to people?
She'd always go, there was a gal who said, it was always spread out. Even though it's a three-letter word, she would spread it out to two or three syllables. And you just go, come on, really? Just go with woman or girl. Gal? What? Huh?
Isn't it weird, though, like I would say a girl as opposed to
no,
a woman?
It depends on what's going
She's
on in the story.
The butcher girl.
The butcher girl. See, so in my head, I picture a 13-year-old girl cutting meat.
No, she was probably 25.
Because I don't think a teenager should be near that machine, that slicer machine. I know that if I was ever pressed into duty, let's say there was a day that it was switch career day, so you'd have a butcher come in and fill in for me here, and then I'd head over to Mariano's or to Jewel, and I'd have to cut the meat, right? I would cut my hand off
in
the first 4 seconds.
So would I.
I don't know how they do it.
Well, they
so
practice.
Dangerous.
My girlfriend Gail used to work at Chef's Kitchen, and she used that mandolin slicer, or meat slicer, I guess is what it is, because it's bigger. And they taught you how to do it. It's just like shop class.
But even if, let's say I did it, I was 20 years on the job, it would be a risk every time I got near that thing. Every time I cut a grapefruit, I'm not a religious person. I do a whole novena. I kneel down and I go, please, baby Jesus, let me cut this grapefruit and not my finger off, please.
It is really hard. They say that the emergency room fields more injuries
bagel
from bagels.
Calls. It's all bagel calls.
The damn thing, you know what you're supposed to do. Now, I don't know how you could do this with a grapefruit. Because I'm like, I cut a red onion yesterday for my basil tomato and cucumber salad.
Yeah.
And it's like that first cut into an onion is the hardest. You just want to make it flat, and then you can lay the flat side down and chop it however you want.
But that first cut, that's dangerous.
I know. And if I can just tell you, everybody worries about sharp knives. You're going to have an accident when your knife isn't sharp.
Is that true?
Yes, because
it's more
slips.
Dangerous. Yeah.
If you have a sharp knife, it's going to go right into something. And you, with the grapefruit, you have got to have a fake hand that holds the grapefruit. It could be a new contraption.
That's a great idea.
I'm not kidding.
That's a very good idea.
It's just like a clamp, but it looks like a hand. And
so I would hold it in my hand. Yep. It would have a peg that I could hold. And I'd move my sleeve.
Well, you would. No one else would.
But I want it to, like, if somebody comes in when I'm mid-cut, I want it to look like it's legit. Like, I know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? So I would move my own arm inside my sleeve, hold the fake hand, and secure the grapefruit with that hand, and then slice with my regular right hand.
All right, let's do this. It's going to be a fake hand that holds your grapefruit or bagel, and it's going to be called the handy slicer.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
And it can clamp down. You lock it so it holds it.
Chaz, get Ron Popeil on the line. We want to talk to Ron Popeil.
It slices. It dices.
Makes julienne fries. I'm serious when I tell you, though, anytime I make a cut like that,
I know.
I move my hand so far back because I don't trust myself.
Your knives aren't sharp enough because if
no,
your knife...
they're so sharp. You can't believe... It's insane. I don't know how they got so sharp.
Then all you do is you make a little cut at the top and then put your hand on the top of it
as you pull the knife down.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I do like a pirate slice.
Mine are not sharp.
I just cut it. Oh, God. I don't know. Because I know I'm not sharpening them, and I don't think Terry is. But the knives we had, we got them a couple
Ginsu?
Years ago. No, they're way sharper.
Sharper than a Ginsu?
Yeah. They're like razor blade knives. They're so you could cut yourself from looking at one. Just looking at it would make you cut off a finger. They're so sharp.
I need a sharp knife.
They go in. Maybe all people's knives are like this. If they are, I apologize.
Let's hear this. Jasmine, can you wait?
Came in this special case. So, like, We have other sharp knives that go in our drawer that has, you know, your spoons, your forks, your knives, right?
Butter knives.
But then these, I guess so.
Right? Like just...
No, but they're... No.
Steak knives?
Yeah, they're more steak... Right.
They'll get dull if you just throw them in without cover on them.
Well, maybe.
But you are adorable.
Then there's this other branch of knives. I don't know where we got them. Terry got them a couple years ago.
Are they in a knife block?
Yeah, a knife block.
You blockhead.
It's a thing of beauty to me, because you put it in, it completely covers the entire blade.
Yeah, it's called
that. But as soon as you take it out, oh, you could blind yourself with the sharpness.
Oh, it sharpens as you take it out?
I don't know. It might.
Some knife blocks have that. You have no idea.
Because I can't figure out. I've used it 1,000 times. How could it still be so sharp? But every time I take it out, it's just, it's frightening.
There should be a long cylindrical thing in the block, and that's how you sharpen a knife.
I don't think we have that. Sometimes I use my Crayola crayon sharpener.
I'm done with you. So many times I want to talk to Terry after you give your feelings.
My version of the story?
Yeah, I'd like to just hear her side of it.
You'd lose all respect for me. All respect would be lost.
Because I'm amazed by innocent.
There's little everyday things that I'm amazed by, and then she goes, "Yeah, that's called carpeting," and I go, "Yeah, I don't know how to describe it." So yeah, it's carpeting. People have that.
And by the way, another cute innocent thing that Bill Left did is downstairs. We were talking to Steve Bertrand off the air. You, me, and Steve Bertrand talking together.
Mm-hmm. The way it should be.
And we were talking about car antennas, and you said, "Isn't it weird that cars used to have antennas and they don't anymore?" And Bertrand and I looked at you like you had three heads. And we said, you do have an antenna on your car. It's usually a little nib on the back, or in for a few years, they would put it up through the windshield, and you could see the wire. And I looked at your car today. You totally have an antenna on the back of your car.
Do I? I don't know. I've never
you
seen it.
You are so adorable.
I don't think I've ever seen it. Where is it?
On the back of your car. It's that little thing sticking up that has an antenna on it.
Where antennas have always gone? Or is it elsewhere?
Well, it's in the exact middle of the roof of your car. If you look at your rear view window, it's right above that.
See, I don't spend any time up there. I never see that. Because remember, forever, it was on the passenger side in the back. That's where your antenna was.
Or it could have been in the front. Depended on the car.
I had one in the front.
I had one in the front, and you used to have to lower it when you went to car washes.
I don't think I ever had to do that.
So you had an antenna for one time?
Yeah. And then we never got radio reception after I had my car washed. You don't think that ties in, though, do you? What happened to hood ornaments? There's no more hood ornaments.
Yeah, even the Jaguar doesn't have that anymore, I don't think.
Is that because they were like the last ones,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't know if they currently...
That was an impressive hood ornament. That was like a pouncing Jaguar.
Yeah, if anyone has a Jag or is a Jag, 312-235-2525.
Eric Ferguson on line one, Wendy. I swear, there was a time where every single car had a hood ornament. Because I remember one time...
A hood ornament?
They don't make those.
It'd be bad.
They don't have that. My brother and his friend Chris Rocco, who I will not give his name on the air... Because he lives
in the
area.
I love when you do this.
They
ripped off
the hood ornament. Spree. One time I went in... this was the time
Careful
my brother and I...
Careful what you say on the air.
My brother and I shared a room. And I went in, and on my brother's side of the dresser was about a dozen hood ornaments. And I said, where did these come from? Because he never had any hood ornaments on his dresser. And he goes, people gave them to me. And then the more I thought about it, I went, I don't think they did. Well, who would just give my brother a hood ornament? You wouldn't just see him and go, here's a guy that looks like he could use a Chevy hood ornament. So then he tells me that he and Chris Rocco, I'm not going to say his name on the air.
You've already incriminated your brother and Chris Rocco.
That they just went out and started
Kids
clipping.
Did that.
You'd lift it up, and then you'd take wire cutters, and you'd cut that wire, and then...
Sometimes you could just...
Why would you do that?
Because, you know, there wasn't the internet when we were growing up.
So
I didn't take hood ornaments, but
That's
I knew
terrible,
people who
though.
Did.
Think about somebody whose prized possession was their car, and then they go out the next day, and they look at it, and they go, well, something's different. I don't know what it is. Maybe that's why they stopped making hood ornaments, is my brother Chris Rocco
right.
Just totally put the car business on its ear.
Yeah, but think about, I mean, that's not a nice thing to do. I'll admit that.
Terrible.
But you know what? Think of it in the grand scheme of things. That's nothing from what kids do today.
guess. I lost all respect for my brother. I didn't have any respect for Chris Rock or Wendy, but I lost all respect for my brother that day. And he has never made it right.
I have seen. I hope he gives you a hood ornament for Christmas.
He does every year. Every
he's
year.
Got them all backlogged.
I wonder what this is. As I take the tissue paper off it. Oh, it can't be a hood ornament. Who would have guessed?
I see them at a lot of antique stores.
People collect those?
Yeah. And there's also like the actual words of Mustang or Chevrolet. Yeah. I see those for sale at antique stores too.
But isn't it odd that the entire auto industry, because I think Jaguar might have been the last one to hold on
Mercedes.
Mercedes, yeah. So the whole industry just goes, yeah, we tried it for a while. It was fun while it lasted, but no more hood ornaments. We're done with them. How did that happen?
Because everybody was ripping them off.
Is that really what
it
was?
Sure.
I didn't know that. It never would have occurred to me to steal somebody's hood ornament. Even if I didn't, let's say it was a guy that I just hated. I would go, I got better things to do than take this guy's hood ornament.
Because you don't have any wire clippers on you.
I don't have any.
If you did, you might think about it.
Cut my finger off with them.
I know why they got rid of them, because a lot of cars, with the exception of the Dodge Charger and Challenger, and I think the Chevy Camaro and the Mustang, they all started looking exactly the same and became super aerodynamic. So I'm sure the hood ornament would wreck the aerodynamics of the car.
It would cut back its wind resistance?
Yeah, because everything started looking like a Beetle, and I don't mean like a VW Beetle, but they were very rounded to this day. It's like you can, and I'm sorry for people who spent a lot of money on their cars, but you can see an Audi, a Hyundai, and a VW, and their sedans, they all look the same.
Oh, interesting.
And it's more aerodynamic and rounded, and I'm sure that's a lot of the reason why some of the hood ornaments went away.
Somebody had one once that spun around. There was something in there that spun, and I don't know if they had that custom made or if that came standard with the vehicle. Like, I didn't want one. I just looked at it, go, I've never seen that before. And then 5 minutes later, the industry said, enough with the hood ornaments. We've done all we can do with them.
This is a goofy thing. My first car that I purchased, I bought from my neighbor, and it was a Mercury Bobcat.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it because its rear end was very wide and it made mine look wider. I hated it. But it did its job. It was like $1,600. My first car, it was one owner. My neighbor had it. She took great care of it. Mm-hmm. It was really a great first car. And the radiator was kind of muckety muck. So I did a flush and fill on my own radiator. This was before YouTube, too.
You did your own?
I did.
That's
you
impressive.
Cut the hose, and then you had to put these clamps on, and you had to clear it out because this gunky stuff. That's
how much did you save in doing it by yourself?
I don't think the kit was maybe $20. So a lot,
so
probably.
You saved quite a bit, yeah?
A couple hundred. I don't know. I don't know how much it would have been to flush and fill a radiator. But I did it. I was pretty impressed with myself. And then I thought, oh, there's this thing called the blue dots that you could put on your brake lights. And all it is little round bottle cap size blue lights. And what you would do is get a drill and drill a little hole in your red brake light, somehow get that in there, and it when you stepped on the brake, it would be this bright blue, like, neon thing.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Well, I never got around to it. I bought the little blue lights.
You were going
to
install it yourself?
I was going to, and then I got afraid, and then I thought, you know what? I'm not going to have a tripped-out Bobcat. It's really kind of a waste.
No one else has ever done that.
No! That's something, like, to this day, you'll see, like, old cars and classic cars, and people do that just for an effect. It would have looked really stupid on a red Bobcat.
You want a slightly more prestigious vehicle to do that to.
So somewhere in my sister's garage are these the blue lights.
You should put it on your car now. Your kids would be so envious. Mom, what would somebody do?
But yeah, I did the flush and fill radiator, and that was pretty much all I did.
Yeah,
and
that's impressive. That's way more than I could ever handle.
I really wish that I took auto mechanics class when I was in high school.
Yeah.
It really kind of was unheard of for a girl to take it.
Yeah.
All the guys took home ec, and really only because they wanted to eat during school. That was really it.
Right. That's the only reason.
It's like they would say, oh, yeah, I want to learn how to cook so I can cook for my girlfriend someday. It wasn't that. They wanted to be able to eat during school.
Of course.
But no girl took shop class.
You didn't have a single girl in your shop? Because we had a couple girls at our school that took it.
Not in the automotive. Maybe. I probably was worried about my reputation and didn't want to do it. But if I could do it all over again.
Yeah.
I would have been in the theater club and the choir, and I would have done auto mechanics.
Yeah. I wish
Can I check under the hood?
Yeah, isn't that fun to say?
Yes.
I like to say that. I don't do anything. Unless it's windshield solvent, I can't help you.
I'm glad that's the one thing.
Anytime I have a problem with the car, I always go, oh, I hope it's windshield solvent. I'll pull off to the side of the road and pray that it's windshield solvent that needs to be filled. All right, we'll take a quick break and then check in with our friend Judy Pilak. She's got the news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, it's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And Judy Pilak is here. Judy, how have you been?
Oh, peachy.
You got a cold.
Oh, Jude, what's wrong?
I do not have a cold. I had the flu. Well, I have the flu, I guess.
Didn't get your flu shot this year?
I always get a flu shot.
So how long did it last?
It started about, you know, I started to get sick like Thursday and Friday at work. So I was like, oh, wouldn't you know it? Holiday weekend, I'm going to be sick. But I can usually get over it. Mind over matter. No.
But still lasted a shorter time than if you didn't have your flu shot.
And I even went on the bike the drive.
I know. I saw that.
And everyone's like, God, that must have really, what did you in? And
what
I
are
thought,
you, goofy?
Okay, come on. I went 5 miles, maybe.
That's it?
Maybe. Yeah.
Sick.
But I was starting to get, you know what I mean? So then I went home. I had a huge day Saturday, though. I had a bike ride, followed by going out and meeting friends. Just say I had one drink. And then I had to go to a grad party. But I was home in bed by 8, and I did not get out of bed until this morning.
Did that help?
It did help.
Yeah.
I couldn't get out of bed. I got up
that's
to,
the
like,
flu.
Yes. That's when I'm like, this is not a cold.
And
this
fever.
Yeah. And just the DayQuil and NyQuil.
Yep.
24 hours.
How come human beings get the flu, but if you're an athlete, you have flu-like symptoms? They never admit to having the flu.
That's
they
funny.
Always have flu-like
because someone
symptoms.
Just, when I, and when I heard that, who had flu-like symptoms this weekend?
Some baseball player. Yeah. I can try and remember if it was the Cubs player or the White Sox
when
player.
When I heard that, I said to myself, oh, I have the flu.
Yeah.
That's when it first
They can never admit it. Just say that the guy has the flu. No, it's flu-like symptoms.
Flu-like symptoms. Right. He doesn't have the flu, though.
No. He's an athlete.
So that's what I now have, flu-like symptoms.
That doesn't sound as good. The flu sounds more severe.
Doesn't it?
Flu-like symptoms means you're faking it.
I think it's their way of saying he's not susceptible to something that you and I could get. This guy's a professional athlete. He's got symptoms, but he could be better in 5 minutes. That's their way of saying, this guy will rebound like that. Don't worry. You know, but you and me, we get the flu.
I don't because I get the flu shot.
Yeah.
I know you did,
but
too.
You know what? I got the flu shot in what?
Yeah, this isn't usually
September?
Flu season right
yes,
now.
Yes, this is what's weird. And I don't get the flu because I get the flu shot, and I'm always looking
Maybe
for
it's dog
That's
flu.
What happened.
You have the dog flu?
I have the dog
She has dog flu-like symptoms.
I do. I'm totally mimicking the dog.
Oh, no.
How is your dog, by the way? People were mad at you.
The flu, by the way.
They for were? Not taking your
well,
dog
you
to the vet.
You were mad at me, but I didn't know if other people were mad at me.
There were some texts that came
out. I called the vet.
And they said it was nothing.
First of all, let me tell you, if our kid doctors were like the vet, it would have been my life would have been so much easier. They spent 50. I had to get them off the phone. I'm like, I gotta go.
Right.
They were just asking me all these questions about the dog, and you know, and then finally at the end, they're like, no, all right, you know what? It does not sound like the flu because there's no coughing.
That's so funny.
It is. What's funny is I'm thinking, what does a dog sound like when it coughs? I sneeze. I get. I didn't know what that meant. Coughing. So no, he's much better, much better.
After the news, I have to tell you about the condolence card that my family received from the medical hospital, the animal medical hospital that they took the rabbit to prior to the rabbit's...
Your rabbit?
The girl's rabbit died a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, we were just talking about him.
Yeah.
Harvey was his name?
No. Although, boy, what a great name for a rabbit.
Duh, from you, Spencer.
What'd you
James,
name it?
From
Bunny?
James Stewart. I think the rabbit's name was Rabbit.
Rabbit?
Rabbit.
Rabbit would have been good.
Oh, yeah, that would have been even cooler. Wow, Jude, next time we name a rabbit, I'm calling
Did they
you
send
first.
You the rabbit's foot?
No, but they...
Oh, man.
I got a paw print of Tiki, but with a rabbit, you should get the rabbit's foot on a keychain.
Not lucky for everybody. Lucky for some of us, but not for everybody. But I'll tell you about... The card killed me. It's the funny
not
thing.
Not like the rabbit.
No. Well, no. All right, that's coming up after the news.
She's awesome. She's not feeling well. She comes to work and she gets her done.
That's right.
Can I tell you something about Judy Pilak, Wendy?
Mm-hmm.
She gives and gives and gives until there's nothing left to give, and then she gives some more. That's what I know about her.
She's pretty amazing.
You should be in the WGN Walk of Fame.
Right?
A couple of weeks ago, my daughter's rabbit...
You two are great actors, by the way.
My daughter's rabbit got very sick, and it became apparent that the rabbit was not long for the world. So they kept taking it back and forth to the animal doctor.
The vet.
The vet. Thank you, Wendy. That's the right word. I guess an animal doctor.
He's so innocent. You know, little Billy Love.
And they were told, my family was told, that for the rabbit to stay alive, it would have to live in an oxygen tent for the cost of roughly $100 a day. Which is too expensive.
And it's no way to live. Come
it's
on,
no
be honest.
Forever?
It's no
for
way
like,
to live.
What yes. do they have?
There were no guarantees
old
on
rabbit
how
homes
long
somewhere? Were they, I mean, come on.
There are no old rabbit homes. Right. So the decision was made because the rabbit was having a very hard time breathing, that it was time to terminate the
and
rabbit.
The girls made the decision, not you, correct?
Yeah. Yep. Kylie was in from New York, and she and my wife went and just made the decision. So it was difficult for both of my daughters and for my wife. And I got to be honest, I'm not a fan of animals, of pets, but I understand the importance that it had in their lives. So I felt bad for them also. All right. So over the weekend, we received a condolence sympathy card from the pet hospital. And I know how well-intentioned they are. And the note was very, very nice.
I feel a big butt coming.
But the picture on the card was the funniest thing I ever saw because, number one, you have to know this about me. I'm not a pet lover, and I'm also not religious at all. But the picture that was on the card was what their version of heaven is.
Oh, my gosh. I got the same card.
You got the same card? So what you then have is a conglomerate of animals all hanging out on a bench in heaven. So you have a dog, you have a cat, you have a fish, you have a parakeet.
How could a fish be on a bench?
In a bowl.
Oh.
On a bowl. So there were about a dozen or 14 pets just hanging around in pet heaven, just kind of, just sitting there, just kind of enjoying what pet heaven has to offer. And it came addressed to me because I guess my name was on the account for whatever reason. So I opened it up not knowing what it was, and then... I laughed and cried at the same exact time because it was so funny and tragic.
But was your pet at the bottom looking up with the, you know?
They were all looking up. There were rays of, yes.
Yeah,
that's the exact same
mine
card.
Mine were on a bench, but it was, yeah, it was that.
My vet had that a better card when Tiki passed.
Oh, when I got mine, I bawled my eyes off.
Did you?
Remember the listener that sent me a card that it was signed from Tiki?
That was kind of like the same thing. It's the same
really
theme.
Sweet.
Yeah. I don't fault them for doing this.
No, it's really nice. I got a plant, too, from my
plant.
Vet.
A plant.
Really sorry about Tiki.
You must have spent a lot of money at your vet.
Oh, boy. The last year.
I don't even take my dog in when he's sick, so I'm getting nothing.
And the paw print.
Like a
that
piece
thing
of coal.
Is the best thing ever, that paw print. That's why I was asking. Seriously, they do these paw prints now.
I think
they might only
do that
really,
for dogs.
To have a rabbit's foot would be really...
That would be
no, no,
sick.
No. I was kidding
creepy.
About that, but even a rabbit's little paw.
Paw, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing? Yeah. No fluff of hair or anything?
Mm-mm.
Were
mm-mm.
the girls touched by the card? And were they there when you laughed at it?
No, only Terry was there for that. And she goes, well, why did you open this? And I go, well, because... My name was on it.
Yeah.
That's the policy we have at the house is whoever's name is on it opens it. And she goes, but it's from, and there was some hospital name that I didn't understand. Like, it didn't say something pet hospital, like that
right.
would have
been
a tip off. It had like a real kind of ethereal name, you know, something Garden Spring something. And I go, oh, wow.
The crematorium?
No, it wasn't that, because that sounds too final. This had like a real like heaveny sound to it, you know? So I went, maybe
I'm surprised
maybe
you didn't throw it out.
No, it was too good to throw out.
No, even without opening it.
No,
just coming
I
from there.
See,
it's like what?
No, I needed to see what it was.
Tell Terry you thought it was a bill. You just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, that's legit. That sounds legit.
And your name's on it.
Well, that's all I needed. I thought that would have been the start and finish of the conversation. I go, look, it's made out to me. She goes, yeah, but the return address is, and again, some weird name that doesn't say anything about pets or dying or anything. And I go, well, that, you know, that, I don't know. That was the curiosity in me. It's made out to me, and it's from a mysterious source. How could I not open
how
this?
How did you pass?
And clearly it was a card.
Right. Right. But I would do it if I got another one today. This was Saturday. If I got another one now, I would open it again going, I can't believe I fell for this 2 days in a row.
Well, what if I was, and I was surprised at how quickly I got the card, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, right
they
after.
Want it while it's fresh in everybody's mind. Mm-hmm. But this, to me, if there is a heaven and point B, if there is a pet heaven, I don't know that I'd want to spend any time in that.
Well, what shocked me is I thought there was just one heaven.
No.
And we all went, no now apparently heaven, there's a pet heaven.
But what about people who, their heaven must have their pet in it?
Yeah.
What do they do?
What are you talking about?
Well, the Catholic Church has decided that there's separate heavens.
No, there
pets.
Aren't separate heavens. There's sure, an area. There? Like, there's a smoking section, there's a pet section.
There's a special area in heaven with pets?
Yeah, because what
you
if...
sure?
Yes, because someone like you, and I'm not slamming you, I'm really defending you, someone like you who doesn't love puppies jumping all over them, that wouldn't be
that
heaven
would not
for
be
them.
Heaven.
So you go to the pet-free area.
Oh.
We have a special... I want puppies jumping all over me and licking me.
Oh.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Judy's going to be in the middle.
Yeah. I don't like that licking. It bothers me.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just love puppies. But I wish mine was trained already. He is not going... No accidents in the house, which is awesome.
That is awesome. What are you complaining about? He's trained. He's
not trained. It's like a baby. Everything goes in his mouth. A bottle cap.
Yeah.
He now is tall enough to get on the counter. Not get on the counter, but, you know, I made some bratwurst yesterday, and they were sitting on the counter, and thank God I looked, or they would have all been eaten raw. It's like, God.
Little dog, little problems.
Are you rethinking this? Yes.
I should have got an already trained adult dog.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, it really helped fill the hole in my heart of no Tiki.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I have no time for anything else but to deal with this dog.
He's in pet heaven with a rabbit and a horse and a parakeet and a duck.
Fish.
A snake. There was no snake in pet heaven, by the way.
Are you sure?
I kept thinking of animals. Right. What if somebody really loves
LaToya
their
Jackson.
Snake? Right. Yeah. What if LaToya Jackson's snake dies? She wants it to be in snake heaven. But I kept thinking of animals. I go, there's no caribou in pet heaven. There's no pelican in pet heaven. I just kept thinking of animals that weren't in pet heaven.
That's not fair.
Did you see...
Discriminatory.
Yeah. It seriously,
I think
it is.
They're only concerned with the pets that people would have.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Know.
Maybe that's it.
It's a business, after all.
But some people have, like, tarantulas, and there was no tarantula in pet heaven.
Rats? Was there
rats?
Rat?
There was no rat.
White rat?
No.
Hmm.
Did you see this video of the guy? This took place in France. So this guy is walking down a street in France, and there's all kinds of commotion. There's all kinds of screaming and yelling. And he looks up, and on the fourth floor of a building, a kid is dangling over the side of the railing. He's just hanging on with his hands. And there's people above the kid trying to instruct him of how to get back on the deck, but he's just a four-year-old kid.
Yeah.
He's just hanging on. He doesn't have time to think about what his next move is. So the guy who's walking and he hears all the commotion and everything, he crawls up the side of the building. He crawls up four stories on the building, and he rescues the
kid.
That
is amazing to me.
Crawls up what?
Spider-Man.
He, like, scaled the building?
Yeah.
Every floor had a balcony, so what he would do is he would jump up like 6 or 8 inches and hold onto the next balcony and then hoist himself up and then stand on the next railing. And he did that four times to get up to the fourth floor.
Wow.
Then he rescues the kid.
And from my understanding, the mayor or the person in charge is giving him citizenship and making him part of the fire department.
I think the president of France is doing that.
But isn't that how the world should operate?
Yes.
It's like, oh my God,
you're a hero.
Yes.
Right.
Come join us.
So you
be
don't
part
think,
of our.
If this happened in America, you don't think Donald Trump would make this guy who's not a citizen a citizen?
Oh, so he's not
he
a would, citizen.
He wasn't
a citizen.
He wasn't until
he
the
was
weekend.
From, I can't remember.
Senegal? Was he from Senegal or something? He was from somewhere in Africa. A migrant of Mali. Or Mali? M-A-L-I.
Mali.
Mali.
Like Bali.
Yeah.
Mali.
Mali Ringwald.
Of course. Everything. You know, because do you realize your microphone is on all
it
the
is
time?
Is right now? I didn't know. No, I was not aware of that.
I am the queen of no filter, but
you
I kind of love when it happens to you.
You have to tell me when the microphone is on, Wendy, because I was under the impression we were just talking.
So the president of France made him automatically a citizen.
A citizen and got him a job.
At the fire department.
Which is perfect, because if this guy can do that.
Obviously, he's a great rescuer.
But I kept thinking to myself, if it was me, I would certainly want to do something to help this kid. You feel so helpless. But it would never even occur to me. I'll just scale four stories up a building. And there's video of him doing this. And you watch it and you go, that's impossible.
I have to see it. That's
crazy. It's great. So then now a story came out this morning because you say to yourself, what sort of a parent lets their kid dangle from a balcony stories up? Michael Jackson would.
Accidents happen.
Do you know what his father was doing during all this?
No.
He was out playing Pokemon Go. He left the kid to He left the to play on the balcony of their apartment. Like in his 30s or something. Where is it?
Thank God they're bringing that back again. There's a Pokemon Go 2 coming out.
Yes, the French version. It doesn't say how old the dad is. I'm trying to see if I can find it.
But he left a 4-year-old on a balcony?
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. I'll just go play Pokemon Go. The kid will be fine. I can't figure out, and I don't see it in any of the accounts of it, and I didn't see it on the news last night, how the kid got on the other side of the railing on the balcony, because he's just hanging on.
Oh, God,
so how did that part happen?
Well, maybe he got through the slats or,
kids. Yeah, he's a little kid.
Gosh,
maybe.
Some breaking news.
What is it? Is it good news or bad breaking news?
Well, it's surprising news, but Roseanne Barr has been into some trouble because she had a racist comment that she tweeted about former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett.
Yes.
Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby, referring to advisor Valerie Jarrett. And ABC has just canceled Roseanne.
Oh, wow.
This just happened.
That's huge.
Roseanne's Twitter statement is abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values, and we have decided to cancel her show, ABC president, entertainment president Channing Dungey said today. This happened very quickly.
For the record, what she said is far more gasp-worthy than the fact that they canceled the show. It's a shock that they canceled the show because they had such a
hit. What was she thinking?
She is not thinking, and I just know that
to me, someone who does that, who says that, that is who they are.
She has changed so much. I mean, when we had Lisey Goranson on, who plays, she was the original Becky, and she's back in the reboot. And I love the Roseanne revival. Yeah. I really was enjoying it. You know, she has turned into a huge Donald Trump supporter. And John Goodman, on the other hand, is a Trump supporter.
Lisey also, or she was, are you talking about Roseanne again?
This is Roseanne.
Right.
Roseanne is a huge Donald Trump supporter. John Goodman is not. So and especially after his appearance on the finale of Saturday Night Live when he was in a sketch about Donald Trump and it wasn't positive, I wondered how the two of them were working together off the air because they're both passionate about that. So Roseanne has, really twisted things. This is a disgusting tweet that she made, and that does surprise me. But I got to tell you, it surprises me that this cancellation happened so quickly after this came out. I applaud ABC for doing that. Roseanne was lucky to have a revival.
Lucky to have it. But then, because the numbers were so huge, I got to think the last 24 hours for them have just been hellish because they say to themselves, we're kissing away a lot of money, but we're doing it for the rightest of reasons.
Absolutely. You don't want... Listen, this atmosphere, no one can keep their mouth shut. And I've seen families and friends getting fights over Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And I just think this is unacceptable behavior. And I totally applaud ABC for doing it. Right. I'm just surprised it happened this quickly.
Guess what the next move is. Try to figure out what's the next move. Does Roseanne come out and say, hey, this was just me not thinking clearly.
She's apologized.
She has.
Yeah.
I thought she would have blamed it on us just trying to be funny.
Right.
It didn't come off well.
Right.
Tell me again what the tweet was.
This is ugly.
Yeah, I know. I read it. I keep forgetting.
All right.
Valerie Jarrett.
Muslim. Yes, she was talking about it's very racist.
Why today would you be picking on Valerie Jarrett?
I don't know how it came up.
I don't understand what would have to happen where you go, let me go back a couple of years, because she hasn't really been in the news for any reason.
No, I mean, I think she's...
She was probably going against Obama or something because she's not a fan of his, and she attacked Obama White House advisor Valerie Jarrett. The quote is, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby.
Wow.
Equals VJ Valerie Jarrett. And Barr also attacked liberal billionaire George Soros and former first daughter Chelsea Clinton. And Chelsea Clinton responded, "Good morning, Roseanne. My given, I don't know what the tweet was about Chelsea, but Chelsea tweeted back at her." And then Roseanne says, Barr initially claimed her tweet about Jarrett was just a joke, which is very easy to say,
sure,
and argued that Islam is not a race. She later apologized and deleted the original tweet, and then she put this on Twitter, the real Roseanne, if you want to follow her or unfollow her, which I will do. She put, "I apologize to Valerie Jarrett and to all Americans. I am truly sorry for making a bad joke about her politics and her looks. I should have known better. Forgive me. My joke was in bad taste." That's not enough.
No.
That's a crappy apology.
It is.
Wow. So, you know,
because it's who she is. It's like all these people all of a sudden,
yeah,
many Trump supporters feel like they can say whatever they want now. But there are always repercussions, always.
We had a similar situation when Bill Cosby did the things Bill Cosby did, where you go, look at all the people who orbit Bill Cosby who will now lose a job or will lose residuals because of what Bill Cosby did. So now with Roseanne, you probably have people who go, hey, we're going to be making some money for the next couple of years. Yeah. We're back on a hit show. Everything's good. Nah, maybe not.
Right. It's not just about her.
No.
But
wow.
It's just surprising to me that...
And didn't you tell me earlier, did Wanda Sykes leave?
Yeah, Wanda Sykes was a writer on the show along with Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
And someone else who I can't remember, I'm sorry. And it was announced when we were at 11:30 or so that she was walking off the show because of this
tweet.
Yeah.
And again, I applaud ABC for doing it.
Whitney Cummings, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't know who that is, though.
She's a stand-up comic. I think she left the show about 2 weeks ago, just for reasons that seemed a little unclear. She just said she wanted to do other things, that this wasn't working into her schedule. But they had to be paying her an incredible amount of money to be a writer-producer on the show.
So maybe there was more to it.
Yeah, there has to be.
You know, it's interesting with Roseanne because Roseanne's the star, but all the other players are so important,
sure,
to that show.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You have to say she is. But I don't know because, you know, can they kill her off?
Oh, I don't think so.
It's not. Not even her name wants
right,
to be.
Yeah, and I don't. But it's just too bad because they're all so strong.
Like on Valerie's Family with Valerie Harper when she left.
Yeah,
she left.
Yeah, she left, and Sandy Duncan took her role. But it was just called. It was started out as Valerie, then it was Valerie's Family.
Oh, that's right. The tweet, by the way, about Valerie Jarrett came in response to a conspiracy-laden thread alleging Jarrett had helped cover up CIA spying. So then that was her. See, the politics. That's why I don't like talking about politics. I really don't. You're not going to make the other side happy, and you could lose your job if you do something so racist and stupid.
Yeah. But and again, why? If so, she's responding to a story about her being involved in some secret. Whatever.
Roseanne likes to shock people. She shocked them.
Why would you then come back with that? That to me is like, it's the sucker punch. It's always a sucker punch.
Yeah.
It's not playing fair. If you know, I mean, it's always been a fight between, you know, in politics. Always. It's never nice.
Not going to change anybody's mind.
But now it's completely, all rules are gone.
Yeah.
It's never a fair fight. And the same when you have the President of the United States.
He does the same behavior.
Right. You can't. How do you respond to calling someone a name? It's like, I can't, you know, I read that. I'm like, I don't even have a response.
I
left that behind in, you know, third grade.
She ruined a really good thing. And I feel sorry for John Goodman and Laurie Metcalf.
Everybody.
And everyone
she
on
for
that.
Everyone.
She
Fishman.
Totally did.
I feel
bad
for Fishman.
And, you know, it's not fair that, you know, one person ruins it for everyone else, which I know I'm going to be the one out of Bill and
me.
But I wonder there'll be more to this story. People who it'll be the people who really liked Roseanne and they'll come out.
I liked the show and I've always been a fan of hers, but I can't say I'm a fan of that behavior.
I liked the show. I would never have watched it again anyway because of that. If nothing had happened, I would never have watched that show.
Dunsky.
Yep. All right. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Thanks, Jude, for hanging out. We'll close things off next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Well, my show is done and stuff.
And stuff. And no more stuff.
It was just a joke. And stuff.
And stuff.
Way to shoot yourself in the foot.
On tomorrow's bonus hour, there will not be a bonus hour because White Sox baseball.
What? Why am I the last to know?
We didn't want to upset you. But Thursday, the bonus hour on Thursday will run an hour and 1 minute.
Okay.
So we'll make
or
up for
an
it.
Hour and 3 minutes
oh,
today.
You got to get out. We have to leave. All right. That's it for today, everybody. No bonus hour tomorrow, but a better bonus hour than you've ever dreamed about on Thursday.
Don't make promises we can't deliver on.
Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.